Thank you for downloading this audio file, Project Management Closure, Best Practice for Project Learning, with compliments from Virtual Project Consulting. Project Management Closure, Best Practice for Project Learning. The challenges of project learning. Learning from project experience is an essential function that the project manager needs to facilitate during project management closure. The philosopher George Santayana said, "Those who cannot learn from history are doomed to repeat it." This is sometimes referred to as Santayana's law of repetitive consequences and is nowhere more evident than in project-based work. The increasing pace of change in the workplace often makes it difficult to learn from experience as processes and personnel are constantly changing. I have experienced this fast-paced phenomenon while doing project management work for a corporate client recently. Following standard best practice in project management closure, I always schedule a proper project closure workshop at the end of projects. For many of my project teams, this was their first experience of doing project reviews of any kind, yet they derived so much value from revisiting the original project goal and objectives, the scope, milestone, and deliverables that were achieved. By the time we discussed lessons learnt, all team members were actively participating. Project reviews. I enjoy these project reviews as it confirms a sense of achievement, pride, and satisfaction from project completion for all team members. The lessons learned are then logged and archived with other project documentation for future reference. I usually distribute the project closeout reports with the lessons learned to the wider departmental teams in recognition of the project team's efforts and to make their colleagues aware of their project achievements. In my opinion, to successfully learn from project experience requires a regular and consistent approach that can be incorporated into any project management methodology. Here are a few suggestions to help any project team learn from experience. 1. Establish a venue for sharing lessons learned. It doesn't matter whether you call it a post-mortem, a project review, or a project closure workshop. Most organizations don't do them, but they should. 2. Share what has been learned. Although most organizations don't bother with a project review, those that do don't always create an environment that encourages real learning. And even fewer share what was learned. 3. Don't make learning the next corporate initiative. It's natural for organizations to try to formalize the learning process into the next corporate project. The natural learning process should be encouraged and lessons learned can and should even be part of the project progress discussions. Don't make learning from project a one-time activity or something to be done when time permits. Project learning should be ongoing and interactive, with all the project team members actively participating. Every organization has different needs. Some rely on their project software and methodology to help facilitate the learning process. I think that's good. But even organizations that don't use any specific project management tools need to create an environment where project learning can regularly take place. For more project management best practices, please visit Virtual Project Consulting on www.virtualprojectconsulting.com. I repeat, www.virtualprojectconsulting.com, and that is spelled www.virtualprojectconsulting.com. When you subscribe to the Virtual Project Consulting blog, found under the social buttons on the right-hand side, you will receive a free report with 15 project management tips. If you are a business owner or service professional who wants to manage your own business projects, please use the Project Management Toolkit that provides you with a simple framework for project management that you can implement right away. That can also be found at www.virtualprojectconsulting.com.